Right, so you're listening to 88 FM, and my guest right now is Keegan Bolton. Keegan, welcome to you.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Pleasure to have you here, man. And why are you here? I hear you ask. Well, I'll tell you why. Because Keegan is involved in an old boys reunion, right? Now, we were talking about that before we went on air, and I've never done one of those in my life because I was brought up in Manchester, you know, it was tough and it was rough. And I couldn't imagine anything worse than meeting all those people that I used to box in the playground. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's probably very, very different here, I would imagine. Now, just before we get on to the Maritzburg College Old Boys Reunion Weekend, you've done well for yourself. You were an old boy there, right?
Yes, I am. 6 years now.
Get a bit closer. How was it? I mean, did you have a good time?
You
can say what you want now because nobody's going to sue you.
It was amazing. I think I learned a lot. The camaraderie is unmatched. I think when it comes to friendship and building bonds, they really have it dialed in there at Maritzburg College. I didn't know what to expect. I was a Durban boy. And then you're boarding with all these different personalities. It really is something special.
Did you have to board or not? Or was that a decision your parents made?
No, I didn't have to, but I always wanted to be with my friends and I always wanted to play sport. And I think boarding was just obviously the most reasonable thing to do considering we still lived quite far on the north coast. So,
what kind of an adjustment is it? You know, from how old were you when you went there?
About 14 years old.
So you're a youngster, man. I mean, yeah. you're a lightie. And it is a big adjustment. Suddenly you're living with mum and dad and all the conveniences of your home and everything else. And then bang, that's separation. Is there any separation anxiety or not?
For me, luckily enough, no. I think I just really enjoyed the experience from start to finish. You really get molded when you get there, you know, your disciplines, your routines. You get so stuck in that you kind of lose track of time, and before you know it, you're already out of school. Yeah. And now you're looking back and you're going back once a year just to go and see everybody again.
How did you do? Tell us the truth now.
How did I do? How?
With matric and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I actually did quite well.
Come on, tell us, what did you get?
I did very well, passed with a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
I think my aggregate was sitting about 67%, 70%. So we were there. It was the COVID year, so my matric year was 2020 when COVID-19 happened. So we actually got thrown into lockdown halfway through.
So you were locked in the college?
No, we weren't locked in the college. We were all doing homeschool.
Oh, I see. You're all sent home. Okay.
All sent home. And then October, November, final exams came around and only the matrics came back to stay at school. But even then, it was tricky because we social distancing. We all eating at different hours like we never used to, and then classrooms as well, you know, you've had all the procedures. So.
But you smashed it.
We smashed it.
Of course you did. All right, now, you are now working with Gainsford Investments.
Yes.
Sounds very Larny. What is your title there? What are you doing?
At the moment, I'm the head of claims. We do insurance. We're an insurance brokerage. Everything from short-term to life insurance, we do. So medical aid, investments. We've got you covered. So I've just been promoted to head of claims. Funny enough, it's my 5th year working and my 6th year out of school. So.
So how old are you now?
24.
24. You're very young to have a huge big title with this company, huh? They must really believe in you. Well done.
Yeah, I'll just keep on showing up and, you know, you just get somewhere.
Yeah. Do you have time for sports away from work?
I actually do. We have our friendly touch rugby on Tuesdays and Thursdays here in Belito. And then I do my gym quite a lot.
I can see that. So, did he do leg day? I can't see his legs from here. But anyway,
we did, you
didn't skip leg day. Oh, yes, you did. Anyway, no, I'm playing with you, man. So, okay, let's get on to the reunion. Whose idea was this? Were you involved in putting this whole thing together?
So reunion day for my year, my friends, we get really ramped up. And I have a lot of friends that live in the area still currently, or whether it be Hilton. Funny enough, who we playing tomorrow. They all get together and, you know, like a week before, your phone just starts buzzing. Hey, are you coming? Hey, am I going to see you? So everyone starts getting riled up a week before and you kind of already get the shakes. You know what to expect. You know, it's going to be a lot of fierce, a lot of good energy on the day, and it's going to be a hard team to beat on Goldstones.
Do you have to find accommodation? You know, guys from all over the country? Is that at their expense?
Yes, you would. I was actually booked into the Thistle Hotel. Yeah, it's a big shout out to the Trudeau family. They own it and they very kindly open their doors to me every year. I normally just go with them.
Very, very nice. All right. Now, this big rugby game, it's a bit of a grudge match, I would imagine, tomorrow.
It's a big one.
Is it?
It's a big one.
So it's Maritzburg College versus Hilton. Who normally comes out on top?
It has to be Maritzburg College.
I'll check this. I'll Google this after you've gone. Maritzburg got a really strong side, though, haven't they?
They normally do, and this is coming from a college boy, but the first team game, in my opinion, is the one that's the competitive one. If you go look at all the other scores, college,
that's going to be tomorrow.
College has Hilton's name on every other team besides first team. That's the only game that's always a nail biter.
Do you know, I'm not a rugby guy. You know I'm a soccer guy, but I love watching these videos when all the kids are in the stands and they're, they're singing the songs, and when the guys come out onto the field, it's an incredible atmosphere. Can we expect that tomorrow?
100%. Every year, without fail, on reunion day, we've got a massive blazer display 15 minutes before kickoff. So it really gets everyone going. And then, yeah, the number one shout, the Jimalau, comes on.
Do the kids really mean that, or are they just doing it because they have to? Be honest, most of them.
No, we mean it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so all every right. year on the Friday night, which would be tonight, there's a massive shout on the Clark House Quad. All the teams get rallied up, and there's just so much chaos going on. There's energy, and I think everyone just gets pumped up for the whole experience. You know, college is a very old school.
Okay.
Yes, they were founded in... I actually don't want to get this wrong, so I'm not going to
Doesn't
be specific.
Matter. A long time ago.
Yeah, over 150 years old, and yeah, they know how to show up. The history, the stories, they get told over these days, and I think it just really brings a fire up in everyone.
All right, so the general public are invited.
The general public tomorrow. Are invited, yes.
No charge to get in?
No charge to get in, maybe for parking, but that's about it.
Okay, now what can we expect then for the whole day tomorrow, just to wrap things up?
You've got hockey at Papes first. First team hockey at Papes starts very early.
What is that? What's Papes?
Papes is the Maritzburg College AstroTurf.
Okay.
Yes, all the right. first team will be on Papes first, and then all the other teams will be playing. Then you've got to get yourself a Zahm from the Zahm farm.
What is a Zahm?
Zahm is a traditional toasted cheese at Maritzburg College, and it's any college boy out there listening will know. Yeah, you go back once a year just for that.
Just for the sandwich.
Just for that, yeah.
Is it?
The 6 Rand toasty, though. It does wonders.
All right, so those will be on sale as well. So
that will be on sale too.
I'm presuming it's not licensed.
Not licensed.
No.
I wouldn't presume so.
I don't think so. I don't think it'll be licensed. But anyway, and after the rugby, after the main game, what happens then? All fall down?
We try and stay up, but we've got the bowling club. We've got Crossways and Hilton.
You've got to have a bit of a party, haven't you?
You have to,
after the rugby.
You know, whether win or lose, you party because you're either drinking your sorrows or you're lifting the trophy.
That's it. Well, just be safe and obviously get somebody sober to drive you home, won't you?
100%.
All right, have an amazing day. And so the place to be tomorrow is?
Maritzburg College. Goldstones Rugby Field at 3:15.
Wow, the tension.
Oh, I can feel it.
Do these boys, your first team players, how seriously do they take it? In other words, are they going to be in bed tonight very early? There's no beers, it's good food. Is that the way it works?
There's no beers. There's definitely traditions that go on tonight, and they all know about it. And everyone's going to be pumped up for tomorrow.
You could always kidnap the Hilton team, like a no-show from them. That'd do it.
No, there's no need. We'd rather them show up and still beat them.
All right, give me a prediction of a score, finally, and then you can phone me next week and give me the result.
I'm going to go with 29-15 Maritzburg College.
Oh, that's a close one, huh?
No, not too close.
All right, listen, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today. It really, really has. And
thank you so much for the opportunity, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure, and good luck tomorrow. Give me a call. Let me know what happens, okay?
Will do.
Cool for now.
Ciao.